Missouri's Department of Health started approving recreational marijuana licenses earlier this month. As St. Louis area shops begin to open, Missouri residents can forego driving across state lines to buy cannabis in the Metro East. Will Bauer examines what that means for neighboring Illinois cities and dispensaries.
There's a number of reasons why St. Louisans say they may want to skip out on Metro East dispensaries and opt for a shop in their hometown. One, the proximity. Two, the taxes. And three, supporting local businesses.
I would like to see my vices be somehow spun productively.
That's Logan, a St. Louis resident. He asked to be identified by just his first name because it's still illegal to cross state lines.
So, yeah, I want to support that industry, especially if it's helping support other social programs and stuff.
He's one of those St. Louisans who made trips to the Metro East every few months for marijuana. Now he says he's excited to see what local options he has on the west side of the river. Crystal, another St. Louisan, who also asked to only use her first name, says cheaper taxes in Missouri is another factor.
The taxes for Illinois cannabis are outrageous, in my opinion, especially from comparing them to other western coast states.
She's originally from California. When she traveled home to see friends or family, she would occasionally bring some cannabis back because Illinois' taxes were pricey. One of the stores who hopes to benefit from the new recreational business is Good Day Farms.
And then you have the 5x7 ones. And what we're doing, too, is making sure that we're highlighting our medical patients still and really kind of...
Vice President of Marketing, Amy Daly, is talking supplies and strategy for opening day with her employees. Good Day has five locations in the St. Louis area where they're currently just selling medical marijuana. CEO Ryan Hergett says they're hoping to compete for everyone's business.
Illinois has got, you know, higher taxes than Missouri, so we expect traffic from Illinois. So we feel like the Good Day stores are a very attractive place to shop, whether you live in Missouri or anywhere else.
Illinois taxes recreational marijuana at 6.25% to start, but they can go up to 16.25%. Missouri has a flat tax of 6%. Local cities can also add an additional tax. Metro East towns like Collinsville, Fairview Heights, and Sauget say they're prepared to see sales tax revenues shrink. Fairview Heights Mayor Mark Kupski says that's something his city expected.
We anticipated that as cannabis grows and more places start to offer it, that we would see some decrease in sales tax over time. So it's been built into our long-term plan.
Fairview Heights has set aside half the sales tax revenue for funding their police department's pension. The other half will be used for paying off the city's debt and will sit in the general fund. In all, Fairview Heights has made nearly $1 million from the sales tax generated by their dispensary, Ascend. Meanwhile, few cities have benefited as much from recreational marijuana as Collinsville, home to the state's most profitable dispensary, another Ascend location. Collinsville City Manager Mitch Baer says the $1.5 to $2 million in sales tax has been beneficial for his city, especially when cash flows weren't certain.
They did great revenues during the pandemic. So really what it did was it allows us to get through the pandemic and not worry about funding for those services that the revenue streams went down over those 2 years.
The other revenue in Collinsville has been set aside for capital improvements and doesn't have a home quite yet. Ascend declined to comment for this story. Officials with Beyond Hello, the dispensary that has two locations in Sauget, could not be reached for comment. But Sauget's mayor, Rich Sauget Jr., says the dispensary has also been good for his village.
While we have the money now, long term, I don't know if it's going to be there. So, you know, I hope it is.
Sauget most recently funneled the hundreds of thousands in sales tax toward the city's police department. Sauget Jr. says they've retained a solid staff with the extra cash and signed a new contract with the department's union. Sauget Jr., Kupski in Fairview Heights, and Baer in Collinsville say they'll all keep a close eye on how recreational sales perform in Missouri. For Baer, recreational sales continues to be a curious subject.
We're living through just a real social experiment right now as to how the business model plays out and how competition, quite frankly, will impact those established dispensaries and businesses that are already in place in legalized states like Illinois.
What was once a destination product is now becoming more readily available. What happens next for Metro East towns will be a waiting game. In Collinsville, I'm Will Bauer.